Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Well, in the election seat today is David Powell, 51, former member of the armed forces, served in Germany, France, the United States, Ireland and Cyprus, amongst other places. Also as an airport policeman here on the island, currently works for Manx National Heritage, lives in Castletown in Maloo Street. Good morning, Mr. Powell.
Moramai, John.
Welcome. Moramai indeed. Now, according to your manifesto, you're not happy with a number of things in Castletown. You think it's in a rundown state, etc. The harbour stinks at low tide. It's like a scrapyard in need of attention. So what's gone wrong with Castletown?
Well, I think the our present MHK has spent more time being the chief minister, if you like. I think he's possibly neglected his duties in Castletown. I think he could have done a lot better.
For instance?
Well, the actual regeneration of Castletown seems to be running 20 years behind
Perhaps its schedule. Regeneration arrived before anyone else's, because it has had a lot of work done at it in the past. Admittedly, new generation is taking place, but that's in other places. Castletown doesn't look bad, does it?
It could look a lot better. I think the harbour is an actual disgrace. If you look in front of the ship inn, it's just like a scrapyard. We've got scrap derelict boats there. We've got oil lying in the harbour. It's the first thing you see when you get into Castletown. You see these scrap boats, the oil, it's not on, really.
So would you see yourself as a constituency MHK? By that, I mean, not overly bothered about the international scene, but really as to get your constituency on its feet.
I think the constituency comes first, without a doubt. But the international thing is there. But I'd like to see another Sheeting hosting the Chief Minister. I'd like to pass it around.
Another Sheeting or a constituency? Sheetings are six Sheetings.
Well, it could. I don't know how you do it, but I think it needs to move out of Castletown for the next 5 years because, as I say, we've had our Chief Minister in Castletown. I think it's somebody else's turn.
So when Tim will vote for a Chief Minister, they should basically take that into mind.
I think they could do, because I'd like to see our MHK out and about talking to people. You know, I'd like to see him around Castletown.
So if you get voted in, you don't want to be Chief Minister?
Absolutely. Not in the next 5 years.
Right.
Not the next 5 years.
Speaking of the next 5 years, obviously, it's going to be a tough 5 years. You'd appreciate that, wouldn't you?
Yes,
yet
I would.
You come into politics with no experience.
I've always been interested in politics.
But is that experience? Is that actually sitting down, working for councils, commissions? Is that the experience needed here?
I think it is. Living on the Isle of Man for over half a century, I mean, you pick up things and I read the papers just like everybody else. And I think that our current MHK is lost touch with people of my age and the
but
people
could you go across and argue the Manx case in front of the UK civil servants?
I think this is another issue. I think that when we lose focus, we tend to call the UK a bit too often. And I think we should look towards the Northern Irish Parliament, the Scottish Parliament, and get ideas from them. Why do we keep calling the UK? I think it would be nice if we got independence.
But just to return to my question, would you think you'd have enough experience to go across and argue the Manx case?
Absolutely.
You think you could?
Positive. It could be done. At the minute, I'm thinking about sea turbines to generate electricity on the Isle of Man. I was at Strangford Lock there a couple of days ago, and that sea turbine at Strangford powers 1,500 properties. I'd like to put a tax on work permits. Basically, there are 9,000 work permits on the Isle of Man.
Finance sector might not like that.
We're all going to have to tighten our belts, and I think that 9,000 work permits save you charge £1,000 each year. You generate £9 million. You could reinvest that.
I can hear some wincing going on out there. I mean,
I think we need to wince. The present governments over the past 5 years have made a lot of silly mistakes in a very, very heavy... Richmond Hill, the film industry, getting such a low return on millions of pounds. What a ridiculous thing.
They argue
they
are getting a good return on
the film
industry.
I know, but that doesn't make sense. If you lay out almost 200 million and you only get 60 back, it doesn't make sense. It's absolute.
On the face of it, yes. So you see yourself as a local MHK basically fighting for Castletown.
Castletown must come first. We've got a lot to do in Castletown.
So would you accept government office if they said, we want you to be in the department of whatever?
If it didn't conflict, but my work is with Castletown at the moment, but if it didn't conflict, I would do. But my first priority is Castletown.
Right. As far as the VAT question is concerned, how big a problem is that going to be, do you think?
Well, it's a very big problem. It was a deal that was cooked up many, many years ago, and I hope there aren't any more deals like that waiting
done as well
in the pipeline.
Over the years. We seem to have done very well at it.
We have done very well, but I think we've been conning the UK government quite honestly.
We've done a good job in that regard. We've got a lot more money than we should have
got. I know, but we're having to pay it back now, so it doesn't make sense.
We'll have to stop there. Mr. Parnell, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you very much, John.
You're listening to Mandate. It's 8 o'clock.